Hello again for the first time. This is Derek Ferenzi with your local news and commentary for Thursday, April 13th, 2023 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. Local activists Danielle Fodor and her 14-year-old son Raul Sierra have stood in front of Chase Bank most Fridays for close to a year now with signs encouraging the defunding of fossil fuel investments. Rain or shine, the pair pass out literature to cars going in and out of the bank's parking lot to raise awareness of J.P. Morgan Chase's position as the biggest global funder of the fossil fuel industry. The mother and son's fight for the environment also recently expanded to include a new cause, Cop City. Their new campaign hopes to defend what is known as the Waylani Forest in Atlanta, Georgia, adjacent to a primarily black area of the city, which has become one of the most vibrant movements of the post-Trump era, interweaving environmentalism, abolitionism, and the fight against gentrification. Cop City is a proposed 90 million-plus police training compound to be built on the forest land, backed by the Atlanta Police Foundation, which J.P. Morgan Chase funds. John Richard, Chase's head of regional investment banking, also serves on the board of trustees for the APF. The APF is currently destroying what is the largest urban forest in the U.S. to build the militarized police training facility, and on January 18th, Georgia State Patrol officers shot and killed a forest defender by the name of Manuel Tortuguita Taran during a raid on the forest. At over 300 acres, Cop City will be the largest police training facility in the United States and is slated to include a mock city where police will train with firearms, tear gas, helicopters, and explosive devices to repress protest and mass unrest, much as they did during the 2020 George Floyd protests. Planned to be twice the size of police training facilities in New York and Los Angeles, Cop City, if completed, will serve as a national model of police militarization. Fodor and Sierra are calling for people to tell Chase Bank to divest from the Atlanta Police Foundation and tell John Richard to resign from the APF. He can be reached at john.richard@jpmorganchase, and this email is also available on the transcript of this newscast at kptz.org. It might seem unfair to some, but after a lengthy power struggle and negotiation, a new interim board has been named for the Jefferson County Fair Association. The nonprofit has long held a contract with the county itself to manage the grounds and the fair, but after complaints of a lack of order reached a breaking point, county commissioners stepped in. Commissioner Kate Dean has called the move the Grand Compromise. The previous fair board has been demoted to the Fair Committee, which a new board of directors will manage using new bylaws. Commissioner Greg Brotherton chaired a meeting of the association on Wednesday, April 12th, where 11 interim directors were named and new bylaws for the Fair Association were adopted. The list of new directors includes one county commissioner, Kate Dean, one Port Townsend City Council member, Ben Thomas, three members from the Fair Committee, Christy Pimentel, Taylor Howerton, and Emma Hopkins, three stakeholder members, Linda Noble, Aaron Stark, and Amber Jones, and three at-large members, Toby McInerney, Stephanie Moran, and Ben Mulkey. The new bylaws will be posted on the Fair Association's website in advance of a special public meeting to be held Wednesday, April 19th at 6:30 p.m., during which the directors plan to elect officers to head new committees. Fair Association Director Noble noted that anybody who wants to roll up their sleeves and help and be on a committee is absolutely welcome. Regularly scheduled public Fair Association meetings will then return to the second Thursdays of every month at 6:30 p.m. In the world of words, Winter Texts, a local small press run by Connor Bouchard Roberts, has added a new offering and is soliciting scriveners for meeting place chapbooks. Chapbooks are short books, typically with a pamphlet stitch or stapled spine and small in format. According to Ugly Ducklings Press, the term most likely derives from chapmen, who deliver small, affordable, cheap, printed books and broadsides on horseback to small towns and villages before the advent of industrial printing. Meeting Place Chapbook's mission is, at root, to tend the soil of local literature to foster a living culture. Published in editions of 80, the chapbooks are made with a degree of playfulness and spontaneity. Each chapbook is made by an author slash artist or group of authors slash artists residing on the Olympic Peninsula or with significant connection to this place. Distribution is local and mostly by hand. So far, two collections of poetry have been released, but the hope is to expand the offerings to include small cookbooks, how-to guides, or any array of Olympic originality. If you'd like to submit work for consideration, go to wintertext.com/meetingplace for more. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Derek Ferenzi. Thanks for listening.